You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And welcome to this week's podcast. Once again, we listen to your requests and we have another one of our Ambit journeys on the podcast for you. And today, I feel kind of privileged actually to have these two guys on the podcast because they're two of Ambit's founding consultants, and there are a bunch of these people still around, but these are definitely two who are actively working the business the right way, and I'd like to consider them my friends. I know that they utilize the tour here at the corporate office on a regular basis, and they're very active in the business presentation at Sherlock's in Dallas. And so I'd like to welcome to the podcast my buddies, executive consultants Kevin Finch and Ward Miller. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy that you have you guys on here. I know that we had some software issues this morning, and I actually asked you if you could delay it half an hour for us, and I do appreciate your flexibility because I think it's important that people do hear these stories. And, you know, let's just jump right into it, guys. Let me start with you, Kevin, because I know that you've got a pretty special way that you actually came into the company. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I did. It was on the 23rd day of July, I got a phone call from my brother, who knew one of the founding five that was getting into the business, and he said to him, "Look, there's this great opportunity that's coming." And my brother called me and said I should get into it. And of course, just like everybody that I've talked to, you know, the minute they sense the network marketing aspect of our business, I don't do network marketing. I'm not interested in it. And my brother said to me two things, which were, thank goodness he said them. He said, the first thing is, Kevin, it's a company that sells electricity at a discount. Everybody uses it. You're not selling soaps or potions or pills. You're selling a product that every single person uses. And secondly, and this is what really got me, was when he said that the CEO of the company was Jared Thompson Jr. Because I knew the quality of the Thompson family. They went to the same church I did when I was a boy growing up. I knew Jer wouldn't fall too far from what his father stood for, and it was pretty much a no-brainer. But even with that, I stopped and I walked away from it for a little bit. And about 3 hours later, I came back to my computer and I thought, you know, it's basically $458 to get into this opportunity. And I looked at the compensation plan, and I knew I could do that to at least at a minimum get my money back and maybe make a little profit. So I threw caution to the wind, and I joined Ambit Energy. So, you know, that's how I started. That was back, like I say, on this 23rd day of July 2006. And Wayne, at that time, the tools that we have today were not even a dream. They weren't even a thought. There was nothing there. John Birch had his very preliminary website, which I signed up on, which, by the way, worked quite well. But where we are today, my friend, there's no comparison. There's no comparison. And it's just unbelievable, the growth and the opportunities that have been presented to us through this opportunity that Jer and Chris have given us.
Now, you were one of those original BPs that we actually had in the corporate office back way, way, way back, right, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was, and I'll share with you. The first person I called to get into my business, I guess it was within a day after I'd signed up, was my brother-in-law, Ward. And, you know, I called Ward, and I told him, and I said, look, I'm getting ready to leave with my family. We're going to go over to Ireland for 2 weeks, and why don't you think about it and let me know, and, you know, what you think. So so I left Ward with the same dilemma that I had was, you know, Jared Thompson is behind this. And everybody in Dallas knows the quality of Jared Thompson and his family. So anyway, I was overseas in Ireland, and I was in a hotel called the Sligo Park in Sligo, Ireland, and there was an email that came through about a meeting at the corporate office, and it was, I can't remember the exact date, I want to say it was the 18th of August, something like that, 2006, and it was just perfect because I was flying into DFW, I was going to get home at 3 in the afternoon, the meeting, like, it was 6:37, something like that, and I had the opportunity to go to it. So I fly home, And we were coming back. I said to my wife, I said, look, you know, we got this opportunity for this company I joined. And I said, we should really go to it. Of course, we were suffering a little jet lag and all that, nothing serious. But and my wife says, well, no, you know, it's network marketing, and I'm not really interested in any of that. And I said, look, it's going to be a great opportunity to at least see what I'm going to be doing. So let's go. And so she reluctantly went. And we went there. It was a wonderful event. It was in the corporate offices on those beautiful birch floors. And they had tables set up. And there was a great Tex-Mex meal served. I want to say, remember, it was by On the Border. And there were several people there. I remember Frank Schmeling and Esther and just so lots of people that were just starting in the business. And after we had a nice meal, we went into the room in the corporate offices today where there's lots of cubicles. I believe it's got kind of a gray carpet, if I remember. Mm-hmm. But that room right there is where we sat. And Jaron Criss got up and spoke. And it was so funny. They just talked about, I mean, it was literally stick figures. I mean, that's what we were, there was no PowerPoint presentation. There was no slides developed by Carlos Marin in the beginning. There was nothing. And it was stick figures. And all I know is Jared Thompson says, there are people sitting in this room today that will be millionaires because they're here. And my wife leaned over to me and said, I'm so glad you brought me. But it was the beginning of Ambit. It was the very beginning of Ambit. And what a special place to be, you know? What a special place.
Now, I have to ask you this one question. So who did the drawing? Was it Jerry that did the stick figures, or was it Criss that did the stick figures?
You know, honestly, I can't remember. I think everybody was trying to communicate the best they could on the flip chart that was up there. I think several people drew on it. But I can't remember the sequence.
So now let's bring you into this, Ward. So obviously Kevin goes along and he's interested and he's already spoken to you about this. What were your thoughts with this idea of going into business with Ambit Energy?
Well, you know, Wayne, first off, I want to thank you for having Kevin here today. It's really an honor to be here. But Kevin calls me up one day, and I'm actually sitting at my real estate office, and this is back in 2006, and he starts talking to me, and he's all excited about some kind of electricity company, something to do with Jerry Thompson, something to do with network marketing. And I kind of said, okay, I'll think about it, and I hung up the phone. And later that evening when I got home, my wife asked me what happened, you know, at work that day. And I said, you know, I got the strangest phone call from our brother-in-law, Kevin Finch. And I told her the story that he had told me about Jerry Thompson and the electricity company. And she said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, you know, I really don't know. I said, you know, Kevin said he's going to Ireland. He'll be back in 2 weeks. And, you know, frankly, I didn't think too much about it for a few days. And then one day my wife said, well, you know, Kevin's coming back from Ireland tomorrow or the next day. What are you going to do? And it was at that time I decided to go ahead and pull the trigger on it. And I decided, just Kevin decided that one way or another, I would earn my money back. I believe that day was August 6th. 2006, and I think the first business presentation they had there at the office that night might have been August 7th, 2006, and Kevin had called me and said, hey, can you come up here and go to this business presentation that we've been invited to, and I live about an hour and a half outside of Dallas, and so, you know, back then, Ambit was just a hope and a dream, and so I chose not to go to that initial business presentation. Looking back, that was a big, big mistake. I wish I'd really been there. I don't miss them now, but it was certainly an exciting time.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, you guys both hail from the real estate field. I mean, what are some of the challenges that you guys experienced, you know, coming into a multi-level marketing company with a real estate background? Were there specific challenges that you experienced?
Yeah, I would say definitely there was a huge learning curve, at least for myself. In commercial real estate and negotiating leases for my clients, I'm pretty much the chief cook and bottle washer. I mean, I do it soup to nuts, get it done. And Ambit Energy is a totally different creature. It's a business where you're working with others, and as they produce, you get the benefit. And it's so opposite, Wayne, from commercial real estate, mm-hmm. where it's all about me. I don't want to share anything that I'm doing with anybody because they're going to get a piece of my pie. Ambit is a totally different mindset. It's the mindset of it's not about me at all. It's about my team. That was the one mind shift that I had to get to make. And it, I hate to say this, it took me about 6 months to figure it out. And quite frankly, mentoring from Carlos Marin and others that had been successful that Ward and I both latched onto. You know, Carlos came out with the first Energy 526 videos. And thank God he did, because I think Carlos and I, or Ward and I, sounded like miniature Carloses walking around town because we'd memorized everything verbatim. But that was the one thing that was the hurdle. The positive of it is this. Realtors are entrepreneurial. You know, we go out, we sell, we produce, or we don't eat. And with that type of background, our disposition really works well, I think, for the network marketing vehicle that Ambit Energy has chosen to use to market its products.
Yeah, and one of the things I'll add to that is that every time there's a real estate transaction, there's also a change in electricity users. So there's a built-in mechanism through real estate to pick up electricity customers, which is one of the things I saw from the get-go, that I knew that I was going to be able to gather customers no matter what, because I had closings and leases and things going on. And in those transactions, there was going to be new tenants or new owners of properties, and they were all going to need electricity, and I was going to be able to sign them up and help them save money. So that was one of the things that I saw right from the get-go as being a benefit to being in real estate and working the Ambit business at the same time.
That's a great point. Now, I'm sure you guys got into it because, you know, you saw the benefits. You saw there'd be financial benefits to this business. It's pretty much a no-brainer. What are some of the things that surprised you that you actually got out of Ambit?
I think it was a great deal of self-improvement that I personally experienced. I learned a lot about myself that I didn't know. I think it changed my mindset as in my dealings with individuals on a professional basis and a personal basis. It allowed me to kind of focus more on others than on my own personal business. And to me, that was a very big benefit. I also think that it gave me an opportunity to branch out and make friends outside of real estate, which, it, you know, for 20 years I've been in real estate, actually longer than that, but that was my world. And I met all kinds of amazing people from every walk of life, literally, at the time we didn't know it, but now we do, all over the country. And so, to me, that was a huge benefit with Ambit Energy.
How about yourself, Ward?
You know, Ambit's been a real blessing. It's been, like Kevin said, an opportunity for us to meet people all around the country that we would have never met. You know, one of the things that's been great, it's also brought Kevin and I closer together. We live about an hour and a half apart, so we didn't normally see each other other than necessarily family type occasions. We've been able to work this business hand-to-hand, so to speak, and travel across Texas, travel across the country, and build this business. It's been a fun and exciting journey.
You talk about traveling across the country and building this business. We've got a little thing coming up later on this year called Ambition. I'm taking it you guys are planning on going to Ambition?
Absolutely.
So now, if I'm a consultant that's maybe up in, I don't know, let's say I'm up in one of the new markets, I'm up in Connecticut or something, why should I go to Ambition? You can tackle this first, Ward. Why should I go to Ambition?
Well, the reason why you want to go to Ambition, it raises your belief level. You get to come together and see thousands and thousands of people who are being successful with Ambit Energy. You also get to learn from the top income earners how they're building their business. It's just an amazing experience to be there with, you know, this year, hopefully 20,000 like-minded individuals in American Airlines Arena. It's going to be amazing.
How about yourself, Kevin? Would you tell somebody that exactly the same sort of thing, or do you have another piece of advice that you'd give to a consultant as to why they should go to Ambition?
Well, as a business owner, I kind of look at this from the standpoint, this is the board of directors meeting for the year for my Ambit business. This is when you get to go and you get to literally bump into the CEO of a billion-dollar company. You get to bump into Chris. You get to bump into John Burke. You get to talk to the top producers in this business. They are milling around. You can't miss them with their purple Barney jackets. And you can talk to them and get ideas. And more importantly, and I think this ties back into the training that we've been so blessed to have with Brian McClure and others, the validation call, which is part of our process. You now can, say you meet Chris Atkinson or Debbie Atkinson or anybody. You can say, look, you mind if I could get your number and sometime maybe have you help me with a three-way call? Think of the power of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. You can network with people at these functions. You can't do that if you stay in Connecticut. You miss that opportunity. So the most important thing that anyone that's listening to this podcast right now needs to do is, I mean, if money's tight and you're starting a new business, I know if you're in that position, money can be tight. Right now, it's the month of April. Ambitions in September. Start making some sacrifices now so that you can get those tickets and get down here to Dallas, because there's nothing more important financially for you to invest in than yourself. And that's what ambition is, Wayne. It's an investment in yourself.
Well, guys, you know, I think you've definitely proven that investing in yourself is definitely the most worthwhile cause out there. I don't think I could end it on a better note than that. Kevin and Ward, thanks so much for spending time with us today on the podcast and telling us about your Ambit journey.
Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate it.
Wayne, thanks for having us. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank Kevin Finch and Ward Miller, who are two fantastic executive consultants from down here in Texas, for joining us on the podcast today. I'm sure you got a lot out of their Ambit journey, as I did myself. Don't forget to join us next week when we'll speak with a consultant from the Northeast who has a unique Ambit journey of their own. As always, please share this podcast with your team members or tell them where to find us. If you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, please visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com. You'll find us there in the news section, or find us on iTunes, where you can also subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll catch you next week.